It says, verse 5, it says, I have considered the days of old, the years of long ago. That's all I want to preach today. I want to talk about today how to stay focused. How to stay focused. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, how to stay focused. Amen. Let's pray. Part 4, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Forgive us of our sins. Grace us with your presence, Father God. Anoint this place, Lord. And Lord, let yokes be broken, Father God. And Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that eye have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God can and will do for those who love him. Would you bless us today, Lord? Would you speak from heaven today? The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of God will last forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. You may be seated in the presence of God. One of the things that we've been talking about is how to stay focused. Oftentimes, and I've said this throughout this series, we go through difficult circumstances. Sometimes success can cause us to get off. Sometimes trials and situations that show up in your life can cause us to lose focus as to what we should be doing in life. Isn't it amazing that when you start focusing on your spiritual life, how it seems like everything other than spiritual things show up to take your focus? It's amazing because sometimes we think that Satan is omniscient, that he knows everything. But I want to say to somebody here this morning, I found out that Satan, he has no power. He has no power over you. He only has the power that you give him over your life. Sometimes we can be so focused on the enemy that we miss what God is trying to do in the midst of our adversity. But there's something I want to talk about today as it pertains to focusing. And it's focusing on what has already happened. Some of us, I want to tell you something today. The things that has happened in your life, you had no control over that. Come on, somebody. And I'm saying some things you did have control of, but some things you just did not have control of. For instance, you didn't ask to be born into a broken family. Come on, somebody. You didn't ask to be born, amen, into a family, amen, where everybody drank and smoked weed and hung out all night and partied and you know what I mean. You didn't ask for all that, amen. But yet, amen, it was part of who you are. It's part of your makeup. It's part of the environment that you grew up in, amen. Some of us didn't ask to be born in certain places, but yet we realize that this was the hand that God has dealt us. I want to say to you this morning that you are unique. You are special in the eyes of God. God has given you a unique DNA. Come on, somebody. Nobody in the world has your DNA but you. Isn't God awesome? And oftentimes, what does it have to do with focus? Because sometimes we can be focused so much on the negative things that has happened to us in life that we cannot move forward into the future. Maybe you've had a broken marriage, or maybe you've been divorced, or maybe you've had broken relationships, and then all of a sudden you find yourself stuck in the cycle of saying, I can't live with anybody, or I can't, you know, get along with anybody, or because I'm this way, I cannot do that. Sometimes the things in our past can cause us, amen, to lose focus. Do I have anybody? So the writer says, and we've been going through this, the writer is troubled. The writer here, Asaph, he's troubled. And in his trouble, he got real with God. He said, God, it's your fault. Amen. We're going to go on to read that, you know, in the weeks to come. He said, Lord, it's your fault. He says, if you look at verse 4, he says, you have held my eyelids open. God was trying to keep his eyes open. He says, but I am so troubled. You see it in verse 4? He's so troubled that it left me speechless. Told you that last week. Amen. But look what he says now. He says, I have considered. Now, the word for considered means to either imagine or to invent. I'm going somewhere. And so if you're going to stay focused, the first thing I want to tell you that you must do is don't regret your past. Come on, somebody. Turn to them and say, don't regret your past. Your past plays a very important piece to your future. Because if you had not been through, come on, somebody. You know, I used to say, man, I wish I was born to different parents. I used to say, man, I wish I was born into a different home. When I went to school and I saw how good everybody else was living, I wanted to be just like them. But when I got older, I tried to forget my past. I tried to deny my past. But I want to tell you something. Don't you live with no regrets. Don't regret. He says, I'm considering the past. I'm thinking about it. Listen, and oftentimes if you're planning, amen, with the past strategies, you will never move forward in the present. You see, some things may have worked for you, but you got to ask yourself a question, amen. Was it godly? Amen. I know you got away with it. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Amen. And some of us are living with some regrets right now, but let me say something to you. You got to get over it. I never forget when my mom passed, I did not get a chance to truly, amen, make peace with my past with her. But I thank God that he allowed me to forgive myself, amen, so that I can move on in the future. Do I have anybody? And I want to say to somebody here this morning, you keep imagining and you keep reliving, regretting the past, but your past plays an important piece. So that's if you focus, check this out. If you're so focused on the regrets of the past, how can you move forward? Listen, it happened. It's done. It's over. And turn to you, it's time to move on. It's time to move on. Watch what he says. He says, I considered. Watch what he said. The days of what? Old. My. Jesus said, you can't put new wine. Amen. An old wineskin. Are you with me? He says, when I considered the day, you know what he was doing? He was reminiscing. So my next point is, if you're going to stay focused, focus is this. You ready? Don't regret the past. But you ready for this one? You ready for this one? Don't relive the past. Come on, somebody. You got to stop going back to them places that God done delivered you from. Uh-oh, that's Ebonic. Amen. If God has set you free, quit trying to relive the past. Because watch this. You and I can't stay focused on the word. We can't stay focused on the work because we're trying to relive the past. The Bible says, amen, that the past is in the past. But the writer is key. He kept, you remember the days of old? Remember back in the day? You remember we say back in the day? Now, there's some good things about your past. But in his trouble, he's focused so much on his past that he's trying to relive it in his present. He's like, man, I wish we were still back there. I wish it was still 1980. Amen. When we had cassette tapes and Walkmans and amen. When life was just a little bit more simpler. Amen. We had beepers. We didn't have no cell phones. Matter of fact, we didn't even have no cell phones. We had the big block phones. Amen. But look at us now. Look at where we came from. And some people are so stuck in the past. Hello, somebody. They cannot focus on the future. Listen, the train has left the building. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me this morning. Y'all not. Listen, it's time to move on. Turn to them and say, time to move on. You with me? It's time to move on. Don't regret the past. Don't relive the past. I'm going to sit down. Watch the next part of the verse. He said, not only did he remember the days. I says, you remember the days of old? You ever go to some people's house now, right? And all you see is stuff from the past. Listen, they refuse. They still have you know, stuff record players. Ain't nothing wrong with records now. I like records. Amen. What they got? They got their couch. What they got on the plastic on the couch? Come on, still got plastic on the couch. Amen. I'm just trying to say. Listen. If you want to relive the past, you can never focus on what God has for you in the future. And oftentimes, because we're living with regret, we're trying. Listen, it may be a child that you didn't raise right. Come on, somebody. I'm speaking to you now. It may be somebody that you didn't deal with right, but you're trying to relive that. Listen, they have moved on. Now you got to move on. But here's the last point. He says, and not only do I remember the days of old, but look at how the text is structured. He says, I remember the years. Watch this. Not only the days, but the years of long ago. So my last point, you ready for this? Amen. Don't regret the past. Don't relive the past. But check this out. Don't repeat the past. Listen. It's over. Years. You know, you reflect back over your life and you're like, man, I wish I could do that again. But listen, God is saying, stay focused on the prize. Because the past can cause us, amen. We can repeat. How many are repeating some stuff that you don't need to repeat? But what you have to do is stay focused on him. See, he was so focused on his trouble that he was trying to find, watch this, he was trying to find a peaceful time in his life. A particular time in his life where he enjoyed it. But here's the thing. If you're not focused on the present, you can step out of reality. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Amen. You can step out of reality and you can stay so focused on those things of old that you miss where God is trying to take you now. I want to encourage somebody today. You know, that years ago, it means ancient. That's what the word means. That's what the word, when it says long ago, it means ancient stuff. Amen. Something ancient times. God has given you a past so that you can step to the future. But if you lost focus of who he is, if you lost focus on why you are where you are, if you've lost focus as to the cross and Jesus Christ and the word of God, may I say something to you? You will consistently live back there. You know why some churches don't go forward? Because everybody's living in the past. We used to do it like this. Amen, Pastor. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with you. We ain't going to bring the world in. Well, I want to tell you something. I'm not repeating my past. Because there's some things in my past that I've done, amen, that I'm ashamed of. Amen. But guess what? When I think about my future, amen, I think about it by faith that God has something greater ahead of me. What I was is not what I am now. Come on, somebody. And what I will be is greater than what I used to be. So there's no reason for me to relive the past. There's no reason for me to repeat the past. And there's definitely no reason for me to relive the past. You know why? Because guess what? While I'm stuck in the past, life is driving right by me. Do I have anybody? And when we realize that it's important to stay focused, amen, we can overcome our past. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise.